Hey friends, welcome to our Halloween podcast.
Yes, this is absolutely my favorite time of year. I love Halloween. I think I love it even more than Christmas.
Ooh, ouch. Okay, Christmas is my favorite, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. Christmas, you get presents and family and all that, of course. But, you know, if you break it down, you get presents. But Halloween, you get candy. So,
wow.
And I think I like the candy more. So if I get...
He likes candy more than he loves his family time?
No, that's not what I
said. And the birth of Jesus?
Well...
Says the lady in the witch hat. But I'm not a witch. It's just a costume.
It is. It is. So for those of you who are not watching the video of this podcast.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta remember that.
Yes, I'm dressed up today.
So,
just the hat and a little extra makeup. That's all.
So Joanne has this elaborate witch hat with all kinds of stuff on
it. It's fantastic.
It is. And it's got peacock feathers on it.
It does, indeed.
And it looks like if she was riding her broom, she smacked right in the ass end of a peacock and it's on her hat.
If I was riding on a broom, I'd come up behind you and smack you with it. How about that?
Well, all right. Well,
okay.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
So as you can see, if you are watching on YouTube by chance, you can see we have our little skeletons out today. We have our little rat going on today. We have a mini hat in case this one gets hot and I need to switch it out, which it's already a little bit hot, just, you know, so I'll probably be doing that. And today, one of the things that we're going to be doing is eating Halloween candy. Now, I know that sounds probably horrible to you listeners.
So no, it sounds great.
Don't get grossed out, because what we're going to do is we chose candies that we think the other might not like. So that's the deal. I know that there's certain things that Carl likes and certain things that he probably wouldn't really appreciate that I do like. And I'm going to introduce him to a couple of those things.
Yeah, but
and I think vice versa.
And we'll get into that, but and we'll talk about.
Oh, I thought we were starting off with that. No,
we're starting off with.
Oh, we can start off with whatever you want. Whatever. He's got some stuff going on. I don't know what he's got going on. What you got going on?
Wow.
I didn't even have coffee today.
I know. Where the hell's my coffee? What happened? Hold on.
But what I do have, while Carl's searching for his coffee, just to fill in the
coffee,
blank time,
coffee.
Is I have my big cup. You guys know I love it. If you watch the podcast on YouTube, you can tell that I use this cup because it's really big. But what I do is I brew up some chicory and I put a little black tea in it. So that's my morning. But actually, before I do that, I drink a green drink, and I swear it gives me a ton of energy.
Good Lord, everybody just tuned out.
They
don't
love
care about
it.
Your
they
green
love my green drink. They love my green drink. Okay, they all want to know
right,
how
I'm
so
back.
Energetic. That's what it is.
30-something years, I still want to know that.
Well,
so
okay.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, all right.
But did you say...
What?
Did you say you're hot in that hat?
I'm hot. Yes, I'm physically hot.
Yeah,
my temperature is
only
hot.
Only a peacock would find that hat hot.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Just kidding. I had to throw it in there.
Wow, he did. Yeah, you got to take it while you can.
It's the time really had passed for it, but I thought I'd just bring it back.
It's fine.
But
so,
anyways.
What you got going on? You got a whole list of stuff. You got
so,
a whole list of goodies.
Actually, so I truly do love Halloween. And
he does.
I love everything about Halloween. I love the candy. I love seeing the kids dressing up. I used to love dressing up. We used to throw parties. And
yes.
We just
oh, it was so fun.
Come up with, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so
rock
fun.
Star party or scary party.
So fun.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And we used to embarrass the hell out of our kids. But, you know, that's a whole other thing. And that was some of the fun, too.
Yes.
But I also like the scary movies.
He does. I don't like the scary movies. He loves them.
I do love them.
I have to leave the room.
Well, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. So, you know, it's kind of a tradition. So...
He spends the month of October by himself on the sofa watching scary movies, basically.
I do, because everybody else just leaves the room when they start seeing it.
I'm so. Like, oh my gosh, I can't do this.
But, you know, so I did look up because I was kind of curious why you don't like them and why I do like them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So there's actually a psychology
behind, look at
why
Carl doing research.
I know,
oh
look at
gosh,
that.
Gosh, that's impressive.
So there's a psychology behind it, why some people actually are drawn to it and really like it, and there's reason why that some people are not.
Mm-hmm. Is it because you're of Satan? Sorry, he's
ouch.
Not, but I, yeah, it, was too easy. It was right there. I just, you know, it was right there.
There's a psychology behind it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it kind of talked to why some people like it and some people don't. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read some of this, but okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Make sure to use some inflection in your voice while you're reading.
I'm going to give you some inflection. Oh, my God.
Not good and feel self-conscious.
All right, somebody turn her mic off. All right, so one of the biggest factors that people like horror movies is stimulation.
Uh-huh.
The fear and anxiety.
Anxiety,
mm-hmm. Thank you. Is a negative kind of stimulation, but right. Stimulation can also be positive in the form of joy and excitement.
From a scary movie?
Yes, so think okay. about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary and stimulating, but yeah. Think about a ride at Busch Gardens or Disney right. World. Right,
like
or...
how I love the one at the Adventure yes. Island when yes. we went on it. And so it was very exciting and fun.
It's exciting, it kind of scares you and makes you kind of laugh a little bit.
Is that why I laugh at the big shark movies?
We're going to come back okay. to that. We're going to come back to that. So when you're watching a horror film, you're kind of getting both kinds of stimulation. You get the fear and then you get the excitement kind sure. of side of it.
Sure.
It says basically the more fearful we are, the more our excitement and enjoyment rises.
Interesting. Interesting.
It also increases your adrenaline.
Oh, yes.
And gives you an enjoyable energy surge mm-hmm. or heightened sensation while watching the movie.
Okay. Okay. I like to keep my adrenal glands intact and not, you know, expend them on horror movies.
I like having the shit scared out of me.
He does.
So I love the adventure side of
hence
things.
Adrenal fatigue.
Well, that could explain it. So yeah. I constantly kind of
no,
seek out
things.
No, he does
love it. He loves it. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that kind of scares the piss out of me.
I think, too, it's different for guys than it is for women frequently, not all the time. So I have a friend who loves horror movies. Actually, I have a couple of girlfriends
well,
who love horror
so
movies.
So let's okay, go a little okay, further okay. in it. Right. The more heightened the stimulation was, the higher the euphoric feeling of relief and accomplishment when the film concludes.
Because usually the good guy yes. survives. Well, one of them.
Well,
usually the rest of them are killed.
Yeah.
But one of them survives, and you're very excited about that.
Yes.
Okay, and you feel relieved about that.
Yes, because it comes to... Okay. Usually there's six people, and they go out as a group,
right.
and they all die, and
one
the one guy
time.
Survives, or
right.
whatever.
Right, okay.
But there's a sense of accomplishment, because they finally kill that threat.
The bad guy, or
the bad
guy, something, whatever
the monster,
it is.
The
yes.
aliens,
okay.
whatever it is.
Okay.
So,
okay.
you know, and that's mm-hmm. why... I actually like the movies that actually conclude with a conclusion, and mm-hmm. they're not just open-ended.
Right, yes.
Oh
my gosh, I shouldn't interrupt you, but Leprechaun. Let's come back to it.
Actually, it's on my notes.
Okay, good, okay, okay.
So, yes, okay. So, and it says another common reason is curiosity. So
okay.
as humans, we're inherently curious mm-hmm. about things that are not normal in our lives.
Sure, sure.
And it says you can live kind of vicariously mm-hmm. through the movies and experience some of these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I could get that. Sure. Okay. I don't want to live vicariously through those, but
no.
I can see why some people might do that. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, and it's sometimes it's like an alternate reality, like
mm-hmm.
you're fighting zombies, you're fighting the
right.
alien invasion or whatever
yes.
else. So it's things
yes.
that you couldn't live.
Right.
And I actually like things that are more obscure like that.
Okay.
I don't like true to life. Like,
right.
there's a
that's
movie
that's just too close to home.
Yeah, and there's a movie like The Purge, and it's just basically people can freely run around and kill each other.
Oh, right.
I, that's too much like
yeah.
reality.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
need to see that.
Right.
I don't find enjoyment out of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was interesting. So it says basically to like horror, you have to have a certain psychological protective frame in place to like it. And there's three
oh,
different things that they say.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So
I don't have that then.
Well, I think there's another reason for you.
Mine
but...
was wiped out as a child, probably.
Yes, I think it was. I think
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
So
I was completely damaged beyond repair.
Yes, you were. So
yes.
But we're not gonna talk about
right.
that.
Right.
And so I'm gonna actually come back to that.
Okay.
So think about that.
Interesting. All right.
So it says the three protective forms or protective frames of mind is the safety zone frame,
mm-hmm.
the detachment frame, and the control frame. The safety zone frame, you must have a knowledge that you are distant and safe from the on-screen evil.
Ah.
So you kind of
okay.
are separating.
Sure, you know, you separate it.
And you're
it's
safe.
It's not real.
Right.
And you're okay. Okay.
if you know that what's on screen can't physically hurt you, your mm-hmm. your chances are better to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then the detachment means that you can witness horrible scenes and mm-hmm. detach from them.
Yeah, I have a difficult time with that.
Yeah, and there's a reason why I think it's going to stay right here.
Okay.
And usually by reminding yourself that it's not real and just it's actors on screen, mm-hmm. you know, is a way to detach from it. Mm-hmm. And then lastly is control means that you're confident in your ability to control your fear or the dangers present. Mm-hmm. And you're confident you can overcome any perceived danger or fear from the horror movie.
Okay.
If any of these psychological frames are missing, mm-hmm. it can reduce one's preference for horror films.
Interesting. All three of mine apparently are missing.
I know. And additionally, there are certain personality types that are more likely to enjoy horror. Mm-hmm. Generally, those who are thrill sensation seeking, mm-hmm. those who are less empathetic, which is the opposite of you.
Right. I am totally an empath. Yeah. Yes.
And those who have an openness to experiences are more likely to have an affinity for horror.
Okay.
So, and I did read somewhere else that I thought it was interesting that some people, if they've had childhood trauma.
Yes, which I have.
Or if they had if they went to go watch a horror movie and then they had trauma, had a car accident coming home. Right. Just, sure. If there was some that kind of trauma that would imprint on that.
For sure.
Some of those people don't like and they'll steer clear of horror.
Totally makes sense.
So I kind of thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I never would have broken it down like that. So it was very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so for me.
This is class 101 in horror.
Yes.
Next year on our October podcast, we'll have class number 2.
Yeah. And next week is filmmaking 101. I had to get some coffee. I wore myself out with that.
That was a good slurp there. I'm probably going to leave that in. I won't edit that out.
And that loud hand clap. I can't
He does that a lot. It's okay.
Because I'm so excited.
Right, so excited.
Your energy, it makes me excited.
Energy's just all over the place.
Exudes.
Yeah.
And that hat's exuding all kinds of stuff, too. So.
Why is it picking on the hat? I'm about ready to switch it out. It is warm.
It is warm, yeah.
But I do like it. All right, I'll switch it out.
See. You don't have to switch it out.
He's going to pick on it for the rest of the thing.
So was there anything in there that kind of struck a chord with you or that you found interesting?
I found all of it interesting, actually, because I had never really thought about it. All I ever thought about was to avoid horror movies at all cost. And I think for sure my childhood trauma definitely plays a part in that. Yeah. And then also the fact that I'm an empath. For sure plays a part in that. And it's too much for me. It's too heavy for me. I would carry the weight of the movie around with me for days, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and I think it's that, obviously for you, it's that safety.
Yes, absolutely.
The safety thing
100%. Right there. Yeah, yeah. If I watch a horror movie, I am not going to get up and go to the bathroom in the moonlight because I'm sure that something is in the bathroom waiting to kill me. Absolutely.
Well, all right, so I just want to jump in on that real quick. So, I love horror. I do love horror movies. I do love having the crap scared out of me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And obviously, I would have to, when the kids were younger, I would have to wait and watch my movies.
I'm just pointing.
What? Oh, the skeletons are dancing. I would have to wait and watch the movies late at night. So everybody would go to bed, and I wouldn't have to hear anybody complaining about my score mm-hmm. horror movies. Mm-hmm. But I'd watch it late at night. And, you know, you watch the monster movie, the alien movie, whatever, it's fine.
Right.
You watch those spooky movies with the ghosts and shit popping out of the dark and all that. I would truly scare the shit out of myself. And I'd have to turn every light in the house on when it was over. Probably watch a comedy.
Right.
Because the same way, it's like,
clear your brain.
Yeah, you know, but still, it's fun to do that.
Yeah. And
something else I read that I thought was interesting is guys like to take girls on their dates, like first dates.
Yeah, which so the girls will sit closer to them.
So they can show how brave they are, and then the girls are more prone to cuddle with them because they're scared.
Right. So that brings us to Leprechaun. Yes,
Joanne's favorite movie.
The worst movie in the entire universe. I've never forgiven him for dragging me to that horrible movie.
She has never stopped talking about this movie.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
And truly, that was one of the dates we went on very early on.
It was early on.
So Leprechaun. I'm talking about the very first Leprechaun movie.
This is 30-something years. This is 30 years ago. More than 30.
There's a trivia with Leprechaun.
A trivia?
Yeah. So, because I have to have all these. I have all this knowledge that is absolutely useless and does nothing for me.
True.
So, Leprechaun was the very first movie Jennifer Aniston was in before she made it big with Friends and everything else. There's your trivia.
Okay, so, thank you for that amazing trivia that
you're welcome.
I needed in my life.
You did need it.
I'm going to trade out my hat now. Okay. All right. Anyways,
going back to Leprechaun, it was a date. I took Joanne out.
Yep.
I'm going to take her to a scary movie. She's going to end up wanting to cuddle with me.
I want
to
smack in this
one. Life is going to be good.
Yeah.
We went to this movie. She absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
And all I heard the whole ride home was, why would you take me to such a stupid-ass movie?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible and scary, and I didn't like it.
Oh, it actually was scary? I thought it was just...
It was gross and scary, and I didn't like it.
It's like a little 2-foot leprechaun running around. So anyways, I guess it was like Chucky in a leprechaun suit.
Yeah.
But, Joanne's never forgiven me. Never.
I haven't. It's true.
So what's all that talking while I'm talking?
What? Oh, I was just talking about how I drank all my chicory. Sorry, everyone. I went to get a sip and it was gone.
Squirrel.
I was shocked. Yeah, I know.
She has horrible ADHD, so this is my life with her. So
it's fun, though, because I love my life and I love my ADHD. It's a gift.
It's something.
It's a gift. We're thinking positive about it.
Yeah, it's something. So anyways, that was one of our first dates
with
Joanne's favorite movie, mm-hmm. Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. And to this day, like, it is a corny movie. I mean, I can't even watch them, to be honest with you. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. And then, you do love horror movies and you just don't realize
they're not technically horror movies.
Yes.
They are some other sort of genre.
So I need to research this, and I don't know how to find this.
Okay.
But if we go to a movie, there's a movie called The Meg, and there's a part two. It's a giant shark.
Yes.
Jaws.
Yes.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
She's already doing it. Every time one of these monsters, like, bites somebody and eats them, she starts gigging uncontrollably.
Now, I will say this. When I was a kid, I was like, I don't know, 7 years old, maybe 10. My mom took the family out to see Jaws. And I was scared to death. Like, I wouldn't sit on the toilet. I would, because I figured he'd come up through the toilet and bite me. I wouldn't take a bath. I would take a shower, but not a bath, you know. And I was really afraid to go swimming in the swimming pool. And I was very traumatized by this movie for years. Mm-hmm.
I think it. I think it traumatized an entire generation.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I got over it. Mm-hmm. And now I just, when I go see these giant creatures eat people, it makes me laugh. But I think the laughter started when I saw the very first Jurassic Park, and the guy was on the toilet, and the dinosaur gets in and grabs the guy from toilet.
He's in a little tiny bamboo outhouse.
Okay.
And the dinosaur kind of breathes heavy. He does something, and all the walls fall down.
Yes.
He's sitting there on this toilet.
Yeah. And the dinosaur just goes and gets him. And from that point on, now when monsters eat humans, it makes me laugh.
Uncontrollably.
Yes. I have tears in my eyes right now.
Yeah. And
just thinking about it.
So, like, when I see these movies, and I'm like, oh man, awesome. It's a monster movie. I'm like, Joanne, listen, we're going to go watch a comedy.
He's like, we're going to go watch a comedy. Yeah. About monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then lo and behold, we're eating popcorn. There she is. I see her next to me giggling and shaking.
Yeah. And the movie theater's full, and I'm the only one laughing. At me like, oh my gosh, other people are like, oh, and I'm
with a little tear coming down her eye.
It is very funny. Yeah.
And I know there's some psychological thing.
There's
got to
be something.
And
yes.
I actually have read
it's
something
it's
probably
in the like past. A survival instinct for me. I don't know.
It is and you know, yeah, and there is some psychology, because I experienced it with my previous job. With dealing with trauma and dealing with very, what do you call it? Negative?
Sure, could be. Negative could be for some people.
Experiences or traumatic situations. Yeah. You kind of get a demented sense of humor.
Okay. And it's kind of how you deal with it.
We would use laughter to kind of just break the tension and deal with the stress. Yes, we would all kind of just morbidly make each other laugh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was a way of dealing with horrible, traumatic, I guess, subject matter.
Sure, yeah.
So for you...
Yeah, there it is.
You're just entertaining yourself watching these animals, creatures eating people.
And I do know that dinosaurs are extinct. And so I can separate that. Unlike like a horror movie, I have a more difficulty separating that. But like dinosaurs I know are extinct. And I know that one is not going to barrel into my house anytime soon. Right. And grab me off the toilet.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, now, the sharks are a different thing. Obviously, I could go into the ocean, which I love to do, and I could get eaten by a shark. But for some reason, that doesn't scare me.
Well, it did. So here's what I think, too, is you know...
Well, it did when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, and I think these movies have kind of come so far with some of the CGI that they're not that realistic. And I guess if you go back and watch Jaws, you got to watch it with the... mindset that it's made in, I think, 1975
something. Yes. The technology wasn't
so the
really
technology
there.
Yeah. The filmmaking, everything. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that movie with that in mind, that it's an old movie, but the storyline was very real. This was a real shark attack, beachgoers and people on the beach. This wasn't some prehistoric like the Meg where
and the scientists were trying to track them down and all that.
And they were trying to deal with this threat and all that. So it was presented in a very real and I actually watched that in the theater too. And we were very young and I experienced the same thing. I mean, I was not a big swimmer anyways, but I didn't want to go in the water. As weird as this sounds, I've thought the same thing. He's going to come up through the toilet and bite you in the ass.
Especially when you're a kid. I mean, you're just like, when you watch that movie, you think you see all the ways that the shark got to the people, not just them swimming. He got the boat up, So you figure, why wouldn't he come through the toilet? He's super. He can do anything.
Yeah, anything. Wherever there's water, there's a shark.
Exactly.
So, and it's funny, some of these movies, I think back because I watched a lot more than you did.
You're right.
So Jaws was very traumatic. The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
Was
no,
bizarre
you.
And traumatic back in its day.
Even, yeah.
And then I actually thought the very first time I saw Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I didn't watch those.
You didn't watch that?
No.
So basically, that's a movie where you fall asleep and in your dreams, he haunts you.
No, thank you.
It was a unique concept. That actually made me really think and freak me out a little bit when I very first saw that.
Yeah.
But, now you go back and watch him, there's so much horror on TV and everywhere you look.
I still don't think I would like it. Because I don't submerge myself in it. So even though there's a bunch out now, I
So, anyways.
But,
and then
stuff. I like Charlie Brown Halloween and...
Snoopy dressed up as a ghost.
Absolutely. that's what I like. I like, maybe a little Hocus Pocus. I like the sort of more kid-friendly Halloween time.
But you do like Dracula or vampire movies.
I don't mind a vampire movie. Yeah. I don't mind a vampire movie. I can... Man, there was one back in the 90s. It was so... I can't remember the name, but I'm sorry.
It's not the one we watched the remake of, is it?
No. But anyway, I do like a Dracula movie because, I don't know, there's like a storyline to it and there's more substance to it. And I don't know, it doesn't seem to bother me as much.
Yeah.
He sucks people's blood, but he doesn't like chop them up into pieces and chainsaws and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, somehow you're able to separate it.
Because
of that particular character. Whatever
it is.
So for you and for people out there that really don't like horror movies, Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein.
Right.
That's the one to watch.
That I can handle. Indeed. Yes, for sure.
So, anyways, kind of getting ready to wrap this up. But, for me, I think there's a theme here. I love anything with humor. And there are horror movies, there's a lot of them, actually, that have humor mixed in with the horror.
Sure.
And
just
they have
to
little
lighten
one,
the load a little bit.
They have little one-liners. Yeah. And I like those kind of movies.
Sure.
They're lighthearted, but they still have the jump scares and all that.
Right.
Moving on from the movies, is there anything traditionally that you do like about Halloween? Do you like anything about Halloween?
So I like spooky, but not like evil. I don't like to cross over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do like decorating for like cutesy Halloween. I don't like to do super scary. I just, just not, and it just, because the whole movie, it's just, yeah, it's a lot for me. So I like to keep it more innocent and cute.
You probably don't care about the candy of Halloween, like, right?
Well, I love candy, of course. I love certain candy, as you guys will find out getting to know me. You know, already, you know, I love Reese's.
But I
do love to indulge in the candy. But, and of course, when I was a kid, I would go trick-or-treating, and then I would come home, I'd change my costume real quick, and I'd go trick-or-treating again. And I would get, like, so much candy, and I would just eat it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah, of course, that part, you know, the dressing up is a blast. I love the dressing up. I still dress up sometimes. Like, if we're going to go downtown or something, I'll dress up. So I do enjoy that part very much.
You know what I used to enjoy is when the kids were little.
Oh, our kids, yeah.
Our kids. We have three kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, so now there's three buckets of candy coming back in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is absolutely awesome.
He would dig through their candy.
Yeah. And then once they realized I was doing, they got a little bit older, they started hiding their candy from me.
Yes, so
that
did.
Took away my fun.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I was like, what are you doing in the kids' candy?
Well, yeah. You know.
But I do love the dressing up. That is a blast. And I love handing out candy, like trick-or-treaters that come to our house.
Seeing the kids, yeah.
I love seeing the kids. I really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
And then if we, like I said, go downtown to enjoy, I do enjoy that. But, you know,
yeah.
And we went to a haunted house. Like when my kids were little, I would take them to, like, the haunted houses at the zoo. And that was fun because it wasn't anything too crazy, you know. But this year, Carl and the kids, which they're adult children now, are going to make me go to Hallow Scream. I've never been. So I think...
You're going to love it.
I think so. I think I'm ready. I feel like I can handle it.
Yeah, and... You like the roller coaster rides, because you know you're safe. It's not, you'll have fun. You'll like it. Moving away from the movies and all that, so going back to me, I love the candy.
Mm-hmm, he does.
And we're actually, we got the candy that we're going to try to
see what each other thinks about it. Yes, and see if we like it or not.
So, and here's the thing with me, and I've heard comedians talk about candy and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I like some weird stuff.
Okay.
But so for me too, so no matter what the occasion is, like obviously Halloween, I want to have candy corn.
Oh, he loves candy corn.
And it's just, it's Halloween to me. Yeah. I have to have the candy corn. I love it. And some people actually hate it.
It could sit on my counter for a month. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't.
Yeah. So Halloween, I got to have candy corn. Christmas, I go through boxes of candy canes.
Oh my gosh, boxes. Copious amounts of candy canes. We put them on the tree, and then the next day they're gone.
Well,
like two packs of them. And then I go out and I get more, and I put them on the tree, and then they're gone.
Yes. And then, so then, New Year's doesn't have anything. So then you got, Easter would be the next one.
Yeah, or Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
chocolates,
Day.
Chocolates, which I like the chocolates.
So I like the chocolates, but again, I like the weird stuff.
My gosh, he likes the little candy hearts.
Yes.
The hard candy hearts, boxes of these things.
So again, I like this cheap sugary candy.
He does.
But it's the little hearts that like hug me, I love you, be mine.
And I want like the Godiva chocolate.
But it's Valentine's, so I got to eat the Valentine candy. And then what's the next one?
Then it's Easter.
Easter, so then I have to have the jelly beans.
Now for Easter, I used to love, which I can't have anymore. The Robin's eggs was my favorite.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have wheat in them, so I can't enjoy those anymore. But I do. Oh, my gosh. I used to love those. But so, and then jelly beans I could care less about. I just don't care.
Gotta have, it's Easter care. Jelly beans and then the little peeps.
And the peeps don't taste as good as they used to. Okay, so let's get to some taste testing. I picked stuff that I wanted Carl to try, and then he picked stuff that he wanted me to try. I'm going to start out gently with Carl and give him some things that I think maybe, like the first, okay, I'm going to start the first one, which is going to be the Boston baked beans. I'm sure he's had these.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's
had them? I don't know. Go ahead and have a Boston baked beans and tell me if you like it still.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to chew close to your microphone, but, you know. Apologies, everyone.
Didn't know I was getting critiqued while I was eating everything.
So that's not a non-offensive candy. pretty good.
It's, yeah, I mean, I used to eat those a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
As a kid. I don't know if it would be something that I would seek out, but now now you got it in my head, I'll probably eat the rest of that box.
You'll indulge in the entire box later.
Yeah.
Okay, so now give me one. We'll go back and forth. Okay, so Carl picked something for me. And he knows there's certain candies I don't like.
So, of course, Red Hots are a staple for me. Okay, I love Red Hots.
Okay. And I've had them, but let me give the new, I haven't had them in a long time, so let me give, I'll just take one. One is good, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so crunchy. Are you supposed to suck on them? Jesus. Good Lord.
You could do anything you want with it.
Why aren't they chewy? Apparently Carl likes to break his teeth every day. How many crowns have you cracked eating candy?
Couple.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. But, well, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect it to be so crunchy. Okay, wow. Now it's getting softer and more chewy, holy cow.
And, all right, so besides the shock of the crunch.
Besides the shock and awe of the crunch, it's good. I wouldn't go out and buy it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be offended if somebody's like, hey, you want one? I'd be like, well, sure, you know.
Yeah, I love spice and I love cinnamon.
He does, yes.
So it's kind of the best of both worlds for me.
If I was going to get into some cinnamon stuff, I would go ahead and just buy a pack of Altoids or something, you know. All right, so next, I'm going to give Carl, I just spotted these. I don't think he's ever had one, although I could be wrong. They
Altoids,
are
isn't
star...
it? Star... An Altoids for an upset stomach?
No, it's a mint, isn't it?
It's a mint?
Yeah, it's a mint. Goodness gracious. Okay, he's the one who walks around with an upset stomach all the time. Why is he talking to me about that? Anyway. Starburst Gummy Sours.
Sours gummies.
I do think that Carl likes sour stuff, so I don't think that this is going to be offensive to him. But because it was something I had never spotted before, I thought I'd go ahead and get
them. You know, our kids turn me on to the sour stuff. I never used to really eat the sour stuff.
So I picked this one for him.
I want a red one.
Oh, he wants a red one. Okay, should I try this one since I've never had one?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready? We're going to try these together.
We're doing it together?
Okay, we're going. Okay. It's nice and chewy. There's a sugar cover on the outside. Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. It's so sour.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Carl has no taste buds. The man eats so much spicy stuff. There's no taste buds left.
That's true. I feel...
It's really sour. It made my eyes water, okay?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I tasted some sour, but it wasn't...
It's sour.
It wasn't like make your eyes water. It's sour.
Yeah, like it's sour. It's like I might as well just chomp down on a lime.
What flavor did you have?
The little peach-colored one. I had this one. That's exactly what I had. I have no idea what flavor that was supposed to be. Just sour lime flavor. It wasn't bad. If you like sour stuff, I think you'd love it. I think you'd love the texture. You know, it's just nice and it's got that gummy sort of texture.
Yeah.
I could do with or without the little sugar on top, but pleasant to chew. But really, it knocked my socks off a little bit, I have to say.
Wow, my socks are still on.
Socks are still on. Okay. All right, so give me one of yours now. Okay, else did he pick for me?
I'm going old school because I'm still a kid and I still eat the crap I ate when I was a kid.
And what are these? Show the camera so anybody who's watching can actually see.
These are bottle caps.
Okay, I don't know if I've ever had. No, I must have had them as a kid. Okay.
So basically, they're like
soda.
They're like soda bottle caps.
Okay.
And they're flavors of different soda.
Oh. So, there's a sweet tart.
Well, kind of, but there's different flavors. So it's root beer, cherry, grape, cola, and orange. And supposed
what color
to be,
is this?
That's grape.
Okay.
So it's kind of like...
It's mild.
Yeah.
It's like a big sweet tart, except it's not tart.
That's a root beer, so try that when you like that.
Ooh, it is tart.
Yeah.
Mmm. And it definitely has a soda flavor. I'm not offended by this at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out and buy it, because again, I'm not really into the hard candy. But if I'm hanging out with somebody... And I was hungry, and they were like, hey, you want blah, blah, blah? I'd be like, yeah. Okay, I just tried the root beer. No, that was cola.
Oh, was it?
It was plain cola. And it does have a cola flavor, I must say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, I wouldn't seek it out, but I'm not offended by it at all. I could enjoy that
on a whim. It's kind of like absolute pure sugar mm-hmm. with a little bit of soda flavor.
Flavor in it. Yeah.
But I used to love these as a kid, and I still do.
I like it. I like it. Okay, now we're going to get into some serious business, okay? I have some toxic waste here. That is what it is called.
Literally.
It is called toxic waste.
Read and
it
the says, whole thing.
Can you handle the sour? And it says it's a 3-pack of toxic waste, and it says hazardously... Let me open the box. Hold on.
Be patient with us, because as we go on, they're getting a little bit more weirder and weirder.
Hazardously sour candy. Let me see if all of them say that. Okay, so all three of them say that, and apparently there's 3 different flavors or something like that. Okay.
So let me read this package while you open it.
And sorry about the sound of the packaging opening. I'll probably just edit that out.
Get back up from your microphone.
True. Where's my scissors? Here they are. Oops. Oh, geez. Okay.
Yes. So it's, I think you already read this, but it's toxic waste. Mm-hmm. Hazardless. I can't talk today. Hazardly sour candy.
Okay.
Are
they all the same? Do we
know?
It
says ultra sour flavors with a radioactive sour core.
Well, if anybody can handle radioactive, it's Carl. His system's completely used to that. Okay. So here's what we've got, everybody. We've got blue raspberry, black cherry, apple, and the mystery flavor. I'm giving Carl the mystery flavor. Okay, Carl, here you go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right, so here's the mystery. You're not even going to try one?
Oh, if I have to. Okay, I'll go for a mystery, too. Oof, oof. What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought something happened. I thought he tried it. Did you try it?
No.
Carl.
Are you doing a mystery flavor?
I'm doing a mystery because I'm a team player.
All right, come on.
Carl, did you try it and then you jerked it away because it was terrible?
Nope. You picked this candy. You gotta try it.
Oh, boy. Do they look the same? They do look the same. Should I smell it or just go in?
Just.
Oh, geez. Okay, I'm
going
in.
Go for it. Ready?
Are we ready? One, two, three. Oh, I don't think I can do it. Okay. Oh my gosh. It's too much. It's too much. Say something. Oh, it's terrible. I can't. Oh my gosh, that was the worst experience ever. Okay. I don't know what just happened to me. If you took limes and squeezed them and then squeezed their peel as well and then dried it all up and ground it into a powder, condensed it together, that's what you have.
Yeah, so...
It's horrible.
It's shockingly sour.
It's shockingly sour.
But the sour goes away really quick. So you got to finish it.
I don't think it went away.
It will.
Oh.
You got to suck the sour.
I have to go in?
You got
to
suck the sour off it. Because it's got some kind... You picked this.
I can't.
We gotta get to the toxic core.
I'm trying. How about toxic core? Is it delicious, hopefully?
Yeah, it's delicious. There's something in the center. It says it's delicious. It's absolutely...
Did you get to it yet?
No, so I'm thinking I'm going to actually bite it.
I just got to some sweet.
There you go.
Okay.
So you got through it. You powered through the first level.
Powered through it. Okay. Okay. I deserve an award for this. Okay.
How you doing so far?
Okay, well, I'm still in the sweet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should we chew it? Or because it's going to take a little while.
You decide, because I bought these for you.
All right, so I think we're going to chew
them up. Play by your rules. Oh, my God. Are you going to break your teeth? Oh, I can't break my teeth. Mm-mm.
They're tiny.
Oh, I'm not chewing it.
Mm-mm. You going to suck on it the whole time for this podcast?
I am, because I'm not going to go break my teeth for you. Oh, okay, I cracked it.
All right, so tell me what
you... Oh! Oh, my gosh. I don't know what that is. And he's sitting there with a straight face knowing what was going to happen to me.
You read the label. It says extremely toxic core or something.
I don't think I read that part. If I was reading it and saying it out loud, my brain was thinking about something else. All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Whew. That was a lot. Okay, that was a lot.
Since you did it and I got pleasure from your torture, I guess I'll bite it and see.
Yes, please do. You didn't bite it yet?
No, because I wanted to just enjoy the experience of watching you.
You probably won't even react. Oh.
All right, here we go. Okay. I'm going to bite it. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Are you biting?
I just did.
He's not even reacting. Dead silence. The man's got no taste buds.
It's sour. Mm-hmm. But
it's sour. Like, it's sour. I jumped out of my seat.
She literally jumped when she tasted it.
I jumped out of my seat. I actually can't wait to edit this video so I can see that.
It's brutally sour, but...
And at least it doesn't last too long.
No, it really doesn't last too long, but...
It was a wild ride. That was a roller coaster ride.
I actually don't hate it, so...
Okay. So, now...
So that's our toxic waste.
That was mine for you, which I somehow got roped into. Okay, what did you get for me that I have to try now?
So, since we're on a sour kick...
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Maybe we
should clean the palate, though, with something not sour.
You think?
Yeah, because my taste buds have to sort of, you know, you don't want to get them too much used to it, and then they're not surprised.
All right, so I said earlier that I love candy corn.
Yes, he does.
And I have to have candy corn in October. It's just, it's part of October for me.
That's right.
Some people, you know, up north, you have the fall, the leaves, and the weather changes. Here in Florida, we got nothing.
That's true. I miss it so much. Yeah.
So, you know, for me, it's like I celebrate by my little different things.
That's right.
So I found these, and it's usually Brock's makes the candy corn. A couple
Brock's
different.
Brock's the most high quality candy that you can purchase.
Actually,
I'm sure at one point they were great.
We will never have them as a sponsor. But.
Unless they want to prove to us that the candy is quality, then they might say, hey, you said these things. Let us send you a bunch of good candy, and then it's delicious, we promise.
Well, Brox, I love you guys.
He does.
So, anyways.
One out of two ain't bad.
What I found, instead of the candy corn, because Joanne's had the candy corn.
Sure,
we've all had that.
Yeah.
Then they got the one with the mix with the little tiny pumpkins, and they got the dark candy corn, the regular candy corn.
Yeah.
We've all kind of had that.
Sure.
I saw these.
Okay.
And these are caramel apples. Mellow cream caramel apples.
Mellow cream caramel apples. Okay.
So it's basically the candy corn kind of structure.
Okay.
But these are flavored as caramel apples.
Okay.
And you
Let's
love caramel apples.
I do love caramel apples.
So.
And I've had one already this season because I do love them.
Just one?
Yes, I've had one.
This season. I thought you meant this year.
Oh, yeah, no.
Exactly.
Please.
Like, don't lie to our
I'll have like three caramel apples for lunch. That's it for lunch.
Yeah, don't listen. Don't lie to our
listeners. Apples are good for you.
All right.
Okay.
So here we go. Caramel apple. We got two choices. We got a green and we got a red. So I'm assuming it's like, what, the green is
Well, green is usually like a little sourish, a little tartar. And then the red is whatever.
Yeah, so you can choose whatever you like.
I'm going to go for the red. Calm the taste buds down. Let's give it a go. Okay. My taste buds are very confused right now. It tastes like coconut.
Jesus.
What? I think my taste buds have been traumatized by
the toxic waste.
There it comes. I taste the red apple now. It took a minute. It was coconut, now it's red apple.
There's no coconut in there.
I'm just telling you, that's what it tasted like. Maybe my taste buds were really traumatized.
They're just getting starting
back
to come
normal.
Back. Yeah.
Okay. I do taste the apple. I would never buy these.
Really?
Mm-mm. It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so sweet that it's just too sweet for me. I don't like it. I feel like I'm eating a candle with sugar in it. The texture's sort of like a candle. It smells like a candle.
It's funny you say that because I heard somebody say that.
Oh,
I think it was on the radio or somewhere.
Interesting. Okay.
And they're like, why in the world would anybody eat candy corn? They're eating a wax candle, basically.
Right,
you know, it's like the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Yeah.
But I like them. So.
And this is basically that.
But you know what? This is a different kind of thing. I mean, it's great for the novelty of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm not a big
like
fan of the flavor of the apples.
Mm-mm. I'll give you the green one back.
I'm still eating. I'm on me.
Okay.
I'm mine.
Yeah.
But
Anyway.
So anyways.
It was a lot. It was very sweet. Too sweet for me.
That's the Brock's caramel apples. I'll go back to my standard candy corn and do it though.
Okay. Now the next one I have for Carl is something I truly believe that he might not enjoy. It is a very good quality Lindt Excellence 85% cocoa dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate. I love all kinds of dark chocolate. And I even like dark chocolate with cayenne pepper in it. It's delicious. If you've never had it, you should try it. So, now, especially following that super sweet candy, this might taste very bitter to Carl. But this is something I eat frequently.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate because there's no sugar. Or it just doesn't feel like
there's no sugar. And this one, I had mercy on you. There was one that was 90% cocoa. I got you the 85.
Jeez.
You're really getting away with it today. So he took his first bite. What do you think of it? Oh, he's making a face. Oh, yeah, he's squinching his nose.
Ew.
He doesn't like it.
It's bitter.
It is. It is.
It's disgusting.
Wow, he does not like it at all. He thinks it's disgusting. You know, it's actually good for you. It has a lot of antioxidants in it.
Yeah, everything that's good for you tastes like this. Yeah, gross.
Okay.
Not a fan. Not a fan. Well, yeah, not a fan at all.
Well, then this is what I'll do, guys, is when I'm in the mood for a little treat, I'll buy dark chocolate, and then he won't eat it because he eats all the candy.
Yes, I do.
Do you know, I'm an adult, and I have to hide my candy, too, because he eats it.
Well, yeah. And when she buys the Halloween candy for the kids, she has to hide that from me, too.
And I have to move where I hide it.
Because I go search for it.
He keeps searching every single day. It's hide and seek with the candy.
Yeah, all right. That's a fail. Don't like the dark chocolate.
Well, that's why I got it, because I knew you wouldn't.
You can have mine with a little bite out of the corner.
I'll eat it later. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got? And then, just so you guys know, he's going to torture me shortly with the Fiery Five challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to end it with something kind of special for you guys.
Okay.
This is a sour popping candy. It's Warheads.
Okay.
So I was just trying to find things that were unique and different from traditional stuff that you would get for Halloween.
And also, he knows I don't ever buy that kind of candy. My kids must have got their sour-loving gene from him because I don't do sour ever.
They actually turned me on to the sour. Okay. I wasn't big into it. And I'm not huge into it. I mean, I'll have a couple, but I think they like the thrill of it.
Like, it is a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'll let you choose. We got green apple, watermelon, or blue raspberry.
Let's do blue raspberry. What you got in hand? Okay.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go in for the blue... Oh, geez, it's a powder.
Oh, it's a powder.
It's a powder. So it's got to be like Pop Rocks. Scissors. So be careful when you use the scissors because I almost flung it all over the place. All right, people,
so
I'm going in.
So it's a popping candy, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. If you guys could see her face. What's it doing? Explain.
It's a horrible experience. Okay. So, it is popping, but it's so sour. It's like
I can hear it popping. I can hear it popping in your mouth.
And it's like the toxic stuff. And I took the whole bag. I put the whole bag in my mouth, which I think
it's still popping, isn't it?
It is. Now I'm to the sweet. Oh, thank God.
Oh.
It was so sour.
Your whole mouth is blue.
Well, I'm sure it is. My goodness. All right, Carl, it's your turn. Now, he doesn't mind the sour, so I don't think he's going to have the same reaction.
Yeah, yeah, it's hysterical watching her reaction, because it's like a little kid the first time they've had something.
Like when a little kid first has a lemon
time. Yeah, like, that's, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, right, what flavor? What flavor? What flavor? Cherry?
It must be cherry.
Cherry, okay. All right, he's going in for cherry.
No, it's watermelon.
Oh, my gosh, I think that gave me a headache. I swear I have a headache now.
Sugar rush.
Probably.
You haven't had this much sugar in
that's
forever.
That's true.
All right.
He's going in. Okay, he dumped the whole package in his mouth. He's acting completely unaffected, just so y'all know. He doesn't even jump out of his seat like me.
No.
He's trying to get you to listen to the popping. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure everyone loved that.
You're welcome.
So tell me about your experience. What do we have going on here? Clearly, it's not traumatic.
So it reminds me of the Pop Rocks when we were kids.
But those were sweet.
Those were sweet, and these are tiny. The watermelon wasn't that...
Is it sour at all?
It had a little bit of sour.
Oh, no, it had a lot. Oh my gosh.
I can't get it.
It had a lot of sour. He just doesn't.
Yeah, actually, I don't mind them at all.
It's incredible. I don't even know how. I was shocked.
You were absolutely shocked. That was hysterical.
I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect the reaction. So.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
Okay.
So,
all right, next. Let's go.
All right.
That was
so
wild.
Now.
Okay.
It's still popping. I love it.
Okay.
It's wild.
You like it? You like the popping? I do,
actually.
You like the popping. Okay.
Yeah, it's still just going on in my mouth.
Wow.
It's like a little party in my mouth.
Right. Yes. Okay, we're going in for nerds.
All right, so this one is
I'm gonna reach in. Oh.
And they're gummy clusters.
Okay, they're gummy clusters. Okay.
They're we didn't do those yet.
Yeah, these actually my friend sent to me.
Oh.
So we don't have to try them. I think will be the same. Good.
Yeah. So
gummy cluster.
So basically, it's a little nerds candy around a gummy something.
Okay, around it. It's a gummy triangle, basically.
Yeah, and you love chocolate covered gummies. So see what you think about these.
All right. I think I survived it much easier than the other ones. So, got the gummy on the center, which is very mild, and the nerds on the outside, which were sort of a sour in the beginning, but then they turned into a...
Pure sugar.
Good and Plenty?
No.
Turned into a... What are those things in the wrappers that you undo? Little twisty thing, and they're the little tinies?
I have no idea what you're
talking about. Shorties?
Smarties.
So it's like a Smartie, little tiny Smarties with a little sour on top. So you get through the sour, and you get to the Smartie, and then you're into the gummy.
I don't even taste any sour.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with this man. So, okay, doable. I wouldn't buy them.
Yeah.
But I could survive them, obviously.
So Amanda turned me on to these. Where are you going?
I'm fixing my camera.
So Amanda turned me on to those. I don't really seek out, like, gummy candies.
Right.
You've turned me on to the gummy chocolate covered gummies.
Yeah, I do love those. I do.
And then, so I do like them because it's just that sugar rush.
Oh, it is. It's
an absolute sugar rush.
It's very sugary. Oh, yeah. I'm going into a diabetic shock right now.
Yeah. I'm like all jazzed.
Okay, so what's next?
Something. I don't know.
Okay.
Push-ups, sit-ups?
Anything. Just let's go because we've got fiery stuff to go, and I'm going to have to change my battery soon. So.
Okay, so the last one we're going to do, we saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm. Well, he thinks it's the best.
I think best for reactions.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. So this is from the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean Company,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the Bean Boozled Jelly Beans.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different jelly beans.
Yes, and it comes in a tin, and it says it's the Fiery Five Challenge.
Mm.
We've got our beans out.
Yes.
And so I'm going to tell you this real quick. All over this can, it says warning, extremely hot.
Okay.
Caution, extremely hot.
Yes,
so
okay.
We're going to do the beans. And you've never had these spicy beans yet, have you?
No. Okay. I had one.
I think you had
the sriracha.
I thought you did.
No. That was Nick.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I only had the sriracha.
So you want to spin first?
Sure. Oh. Okay. California Reaper.
Okay.
Is that for me or for you?
You spun, so you go.
So how do I know which one it is? It's the one with the, it's red with the
black
dots. Okay, let's look. This could be cayenne or this could be Carolina Reaper. Do I have to eat the whole thing or can I have half?
Whole thing.
Mm. Okay, so again, I'll know right away because I know what cayenne tastes like. Are we ready?
And these are supposedly pretty hot.
Okay. Okay. I took it out of my mouth, just for those of you who cannot see the video. But just putting it on my tongue is on fire.
Wow, that quick?
Yes, just putting it on my tongue.
Well, it is called the Carolina Reaper.
I haven't even bit it yet.
Are you going to bite it?
Okay. I don't know. I'll take a little tiny bite. Okay.
Oh, little girl bite.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Really?
I don't think I can do it.
Really?
It's so... My tongue is on fire.
And literally just... You haven't chewed it.
I haven't done anything with it.
I bit
it in half, and it was on my tongue. And
for
then
seconds.
I took it out. Yeah.
Just seconds.
Yeah. I don't know if I can eat this little half that
so
I
So it is a challenge. You're supposed to actually eat it.
Okay. Okay. Maybe if I just do it really fast. Oh, sorry. I'm chewing in my microphone. It tastes disgusting. It's too hot. and it stuck to my tooth. I can't get it out of my tooth. They're just going to linger in my mouth if I can't get it out of there.
And you only had to like a quarter of it, a little tiny bite.
I'm not eating the whole thing. It's hot. My gums are burning. My tongue is burning. Oh my God, my gums are burning. It's so hot. I'm not eating the rest. I can't. I can't even breathe. I can't even breathe.
So, what's the enjoyment factor?
There's none! There's zero enjoyment. It's awful. It's painful. And it's awful. I need something to drink. I'll be right back. All right, Carl, go ahead. You spin.
So, should I eat yours? Ooh. Your other half of yours? Or
if you'd like to eat it, you can.
Well, I don't know what to do. So, I'm waiting for you to come back.
We can throw it in the trash, as far as I'm concerned. All right, so well, it's no fun if you eat one because you don't even care what
it tastes like. No, I do. So, I don't know which of these three would be the hottest. But
well, whatever the heck I just had, which I don't think that was cayenne unless it's like cayenne on steroids.
So do you want me to eat the same one you had? Just
you can.
Or do you want me to spin?
You know what? Go ahead and spin. Make it fun. Go.
Well,
or just but, eat the, okay, then fine. Eat it.
All right, so I'm eating the other half of Joanne's.
Way too hot. I'm telling you guys, he has no taste buds. Look, he's just looking. His eyebrows are compressed down just a little bit because he's... My tongue is still on fire.
It's got some heat.
It's hot.
It has some heat. It actually has... There's a little bit of waxy flavor, but it actually has the flavor of a hot pepper. When you passed a little bit of a waxy flavor.
I never tasted the wax. All I tasted was hot. My tongue was on fire.
You're lightweight.
I admit that, yeah.
I have that on pretty much my chips. Mm-mm. Whatever that is. Okay. So, no. All right. So you want to spin again?
Ooh. Habanero.
Habanero. There's no mistake in that.
Orange one. And again, I know from him because he eats habaneros. I know they're spicy. I don't eat them.
No, that yeah.
So I've never tried one.
Habanero can be brutal.
So again, I'm going to do half.
Do whatever you want.
Okay. Because I
don't break it with your fingernails because you're going to rub your eyes later and it's going to get.
I'll wash my hands.
All right. Okay. Have fun crying.
Wow! Do you hear that, you guys? I'm gonna. Okay.
She ripped it in half with her fingers.
I did. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Is it hotter than the first one?
It's different. Jesus. It's different than the first one. I don't think.
Oh my God.
It's hotter in a different way. It's deeper.
So
I don't like it.
There's different spices. Sometimes they'll hit you in different places on your tongue. So where is this one hitting? Last one was in the back of my throat. Is this one somewhere different?
I can't breathe. That's where it is.
She's going into panic mode. Oh, we've gone from Halloween to torture. Well, this is, so maybe it is perfect for Halloween.
Okay, I don't like it. I don't enjoy that. Habanero. It's very spicy. My tongue is on fire. The roof of my mouth is on fire. It's different than the, what did I have before? Just water. What did I have?
I think it's either cayenne or the Carolina Reaper. We don't know.
Okay, so this one's different and it's terrible.
Which one would you say is hotter?
This one's lasting longer. I don't like it. It's literally burning a hole through the side of my tongue. I think this one's hotter. I think the habanero is hotter to me.
Yeah, it should be actually. Because I think the last one was cayenne.
I think it's more powerful, this habanero. All
right, so I'm eating her other half of the habanero.
And he'll be like, a walk in the park, la la la, I might as well be eating a sweet tart.
No, these are definitely not sweet tarts.
I'm still can't even. Like,
yeah, it's definitely got a different flavor.
Yeah, I just broke a sweat. I just broke a sweat. My insides are hot.
Your outsides are pretty hot, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Putting me through all this torture.
It was your idea. I think.
Well, hot.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what he says, hot. I'm on fire over here. And he goes, yeah. All right, sriracha.
So we don't know. Oh, that's
sriracha
that one.
Should be this one, right?
Yeah, and Yeah, that was pretty damn hot. So
I can do a whole one of sriracha. I like sriracha.
Okay.
So
let's see how you sriracha that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sriracha has a unique flavor. Definitely easier to eat than the other ones. I put the whole jelly bean in my mouth. It's very warm. It's hitting me in the back of the throat now. But doable.
Yeah?
I mean, hot. I'm not. If you're a lightweight, you can't do it. Like, if you're a lighter weight than me.
You are a lightweight, yeah.
I'm not a lightweight compared to some people. I can eat medium salsa, okay?
Wow, you can eat the medium.
Yes, I can.
Wow, you live so dangerously.
I do. Okay. All right, sriracha, totally doable. All
right.
I mean, it's hot, but.
Should I eat a sriracha just to keep up with you?
Yes, you should, just to keep up. All right. Yes.
So, I
think I'm going to pass out.
I would say.
So much sugar and then hotness. I don't even know what to do right now. I'm delirious. Just eat the sriracha.
All right. All right, here we go. I'm eating sriracha.
Mm-hmm. Walk in the park for him. Absolute walk in the park. Carolina Reaper, did I already do that? Please tell me I did that. Thank God.
The only one we have jalapeno. Is green.
I heard those are hot. When Nick had the jalapeno, he was like, holy cow, that's hot.
Yeah, sriracha is almost sweet.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. There's a little sweetness on it, but I wouldn't call it sweet.
Yeah, sriracha is the easiest one to eat in the group.
Okay. I will admit to everyone, I just tore the jalapeno in half because I don't think I can handle a whole one. My mouth is still burning from the other things, but I'm going to go ahead and go for it.
Half a jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Or jalapeno.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here we go.
I'm afraid.
Coming in hot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Try to get through it quickly. Ooh. 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 That was a surprise.
Whoa. What was the surprise?
Because I thought I was getting sweetness.
Oh. And it smacked in
the
face.
And then a spice just jumped out at me. Okay. I thought it would be worse. Nothing compares to that Carolina Reaper.
Okay.
Or the habanero. We don't really know which one we did and didn't have. But okay, no, that was comparatively easy. I was expecting much more of a kick in the butt.
Okay. Here, let me do. Now, jalapenos, I do love jalapenos.
He does. And I grow jalapenos. Easy. It'll be too easy for him.
So.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to enjoy a jalapeno jelly bean, but you're not going to kick me too hard. I mean, again, I only had half. In fairness, I only had half.
I almost can't taste it for some of the other ones.
Right. So and maybe that was the case. Maybe it didn't seem as hot because I had so much other traumatization on my...
A little in the back of the throat. That one wasn't too bad. I think the jalapeno or habanero and then possibly the Reaper.
Did we eat each one of these?
I think we did.
We did. We ate everything?
If you want to go back to those, we can.
No, I don't need to revisit anything. No, I'm good. I'm good.
So, that...
Woo! So, if you want an adventure, go ahead and get yourself the Fiery Five Challenge from Jelly Bean Bean Boozled Jelly Beans. How hot can you handle? Well, I'm proud to say...
Yeah, I'm actually impressed that you did that.
Though I cut many of them in half, I did eat them... And I've lived to tell the tale, even though I'm in a sweat right now. I'm sweating.
It could be a fun thing to do with a group of friends.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just keep challenging each other and keep going until you can't go anymore.
And I don't love beer, but for some reason, beer in between would taste so good.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
let's get a beer and try it.
Wow.
No.
I mean, I feel like it just would. So it would be a great little fun thing to
do.
It
could be a game.
Yeah.
So
fun game.
When I was younger, I told you this story. So Robbie and I, you know, I've talked about Robbie with the car stories. Mm-hmm. We would go, there was this taco joint.
Do you need
to get a refill?
No, I'm okay. I'm about to pass out, but it's okay.
You're thoroughly distracted by your mouth on fire.
I am. But it's okay. Go ahead, Carl.
There's little steam puffs coming up from the top of her head.
There is. Yeah.
So anyways.
I literally have a headache.
Robbie and I, when we were younger, we were kids basically. There was a taco joint down the road from us.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have Taco Tuesday. And gosh, back then, I think it was
five for a dollar.
Five for a dollar. Yeah, something crazy like that.
It was five for a dollar. It was, I remember.
And so we'd get five tacos, and they had the sauces, and they would start mild and go all the way up. The hottest one they had, they called it Scorcho.
Okay, I never had that, I promise.
Oh, and we would dare each other.
Oh yeah, of course.
And we would actually like pour the hot sauce on the other person's thing and like eat that. And we would like dare each other and eat them, and we would be beet red, like sweating, tears coming out of our eyes just because it was a competition on who could eat the hottest.
Yes, yes.
So that might have started my whole love with hot sauce. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we've tortured the shit out of each other.
I remember that restaurant. I used to take my little sister, and this is way before Carl and I knew each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, five for a buck. Yeah.
They were
pretty darn good tacos, I will say.
Tacos is not really a Halloween thing, but you know, tacos.
Whatever. We're talking spice, baby. All right, so we're going to wrap up this episode. We thank you for joining us today. We hope that you found some enjoyment in our content today. We will be back for another round of something.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, we sure will.
Bye, friends.
Goldilocks.
That's a wrap.
And the silver
Good fox. Job, everyone.
Yeah. Woo! All right. And the silver fox.